So let's review. The Gemara rules, Nashim chayovais b'mikra Megillah, she'af hein hayu ba'oisai ha'neis. Women are also obligated to hear the reading of the Megillah, even though it's a mitzvah sasei she'hazman grama, a time-bound mitzvah of which they're generally exempt, because they were involved in the neis, since they were also saved from annihilation by the miraculous events of Purim. Another ruling, chayv adam likroises ha'megillah b'layla u'shanoisa b'yoyim. One is obligated to read the Megillah on Purim night and to repeat it again during the day. The Mishnah ruled, Krachin koyin b'tesvav, kfarim v'ayores g'doylois koyin b'yudalit. Walled cities read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, while large cities and villagers read it on the 14th. Elo she'akfarim akdimin liyom haknisa. However, the villagers advanced the reading to the previous Monday or Thursday, on the day when they come into the larger cities anyway, so they would not need to come in again on another day for the Megillah. The Gemara explains, Chachamim hikilu al akfarim, v'pnei she'mesapkim ma'im u'mozayim la'acheyim she'bekrachin. The Chachamim enacted this leniency as a reward for the villagers who supply the city dwellers with food and drink. And the Mishnah describes the different scenarios how the dates come out. Ketzad, chol yois yudal b'sheini, kfarim v'ayoris g'doylois koyin boi b'ayoyim u'mekofes choyim olamachar. When the 14th is on a Monday, the villages and open cities read that day, and the walled cities read the following day, the 15th. Chol yois b'shlishi oy b'rvi, kfarim akdimin liyom haknisa, v'ayoris g'doylois koyin boi b'ayoyim u'mekofes choyim olamachar. When the 14th is on Tuesday or Wednesday, the villages read on the previous Monday, which is the 12th or the 13th, while the open cities read that day, the 14th, and the walled cities read the following day, the 15th, their regular days. Chol yois b'chamishi, kfarim v'ayoris g'doylois koyin boi b'ayoyim, u'mekofes choyim olamachar. When the 14th is on Thursday, the villages and open cities read that day, and the walled cities read the following day. The Mishnah continues. Chol yois erev Shabbos, kfarim akdim liyom haknisa, v'ayoris g'doylois u'mekofes choyim koyin boi b'ayoyim. When the 14th is on Friday, the villages read on the previous Thursday, and both the open and walled cities read on Friday. The Gemara explains that the Mekofes Chayma, the walled cities, read on Friday, the 14th, a day earlier than their usual day, the 15th, because Megillah b'Shabbos loy karinon. We do not read the Megillah on Shabbos, because Gzeira Shema yitlana b'yadoi v'yelech etzel baki lilmoid v'yavirena arba ames b'shus harabim. We're concerned that someone might bring the Megillah to a Talmud Chacham to teach him how to read, and he'll carry it in the public domain. The Gemara explains that in the case of Chol Yois Erev Shabbos, regarding which our Mishnah ruled Kfarim Akdim and Liyom Haknisa, Vayores Gedolus Mekofes Choyim Akoyin Boi Bayoim, the villages read on the previous Thursday and everyone else reads on Friday, this reflects the opinion of Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. However, there are two other opinions about Purim on Friday, as cited in the following brises. 1. Kfarim Vayores Gedolus Makdim and Liyom Haknisa, the villages and the open cities advance to read on Thursday, while the walled cities on Friday, so that the open cities should read before the walled cities, as they do every year. 2. The villages and the walled cities advance to read on Thursday, while the open cities read on Friday, so that the open cities read on the 14th, and the walled cities should not read on the same day as they do every year. The Mishnah continues. Chol liyois b'Shabbos, kfarim v'ayores g'doylois makdimin v'koyrin liyoyim haknisa, u'mukafes choyim olamachar. If the 14th is on Shabbos, the villages and open cities read on Thursday, while the walled cities read on Sunday. The Gemara explains that this is the opinion of Rebbe, who holds hoyol v'nitchu ayores v'mukayman yitchu liyoyim haknisa. Once the open cities are advancing the reading, since they cannot read on Shabbos, they read on Thursday, same as the villages. However, a brisa rules, kfarim akdimin liyom haknisa, v'ayores g'doylois koyin b'erev Shabbos, u'mekofes choyim olamachar. Only the villages read on Thursday, but the large cities read on Friday, one day earlier since they cannot read on Shabbos, and the walled cities read on Sunday, their regular day. The Mishnah concludes, Chol liyois achar haShabbos, kfarim akdimin liyom haknisa, v'ayores g'doylois koyin boi b'ayoyim, u'mekofes choyim olamachar. If the 14th is on Sunday, The village is read on Thursday, which is the 11th. The open city is read on Sunday, and the walled city is read on Monday, their regular days. The Gemara rules, Hoyel v'amru kfar makdim in liyom haknisa, goyvim bay bayoyim, u'mechalkin bay bayoyim. Once the village is read on the previous Monday or Thursday, they also have the mitzvah matanis lev yoinim on that day as well, because they neim sha'aniyim nesu'es b'mikr megillah. The poor people rely on the day of the reading to collect the funds. However, simcha einu neheges ela bizmana. Even the villages have their Purim Suda on the 14th. The Gemara cites a machlokes regarding the obligation to read the Megillah with a minyan. Rav rules Megillah bizmana, koyon oisa afilu biyachid, shaloi bizmana ba'asara. When the Megillah is read on the 14th, it may be read even without a minyan. But when it's read on one of the earlier dates, it must be read with a minyan. However, Rav Asi rules, bein bizmana, bein shaloi bizmana ba'asara. The Megillah reading always requires a minyan.